Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Brian Eisenhower, and I am here to talk to you a little bit about realtor leadership, talking a little bit about a leadership mindset in particular of real estate agents. And whether you be a solo agent or a leader of a real estate team or even on a real estate team or even a broker manager of an office, I think with success in real estate comes a lot of difficulties too. And a lot of people will kind of laugh it off like cry me a river when someone's highly successful, but success does come with a lot of difficulty. So whether you're, the broker owner of an office that's grown the most successful office or you're the top real estate agent or team in your area, you're going to take a lot of flack from other people and a lot of peers. The more you succeed, the more, the chatter is going to start about you. And that's really important. And it's very important to keep you on the path and not have you react to it too much. And it's very challenging. It's something I've been through. And some of our clients, we coach many of the top producing agents and teams in North America. So it's a common problem for us. Our guys succeed and then all of a sudden they start hearing other people talking. And a lot of that talking can be things like, you'll notice most people hate or dislike the number one agent in any area. Because once they get successful, there's a lot of jealousy that goes on there. So all of a sudden, that's the agent that doesn't present offers. And that's usually the case. It's something we see with all of our clients. I mean, when they get there, all of a sudden, they're accused of being unethical. They're accused of not presenting offers. They're the ones that don't have a real life. They're the ones that cut their commission. It's always the successful ones that get all those stigmas. The unsuccessful ones, no one's talking about, period. So it typically doesn't get talked about them too much. But the successful ones, they take the heat. So oftentimes, just through success, there can be a lot of chatter and it be negative chatter that we want to make sure as agents, we don't take in and become our own negative self-talk. We don't want to start believing that kind of hype because it's very negative hype. So understand, I have a story that kind of relates to that. And I refer it to the crabs in a bucket story. And I live on the California coast. It's very common to see crabs in a bucket, I guess. If you're on the coastline or you're by a dock or something. I don't know if you've ever seen crabs in a bucket, but when there are crabs in a bucket, it's shocking because they're very, they have strong claws and they have strong legs and they tend to climb on top of each other. So you'd think it would be very easy for crabs to get out of a bucket. Because they could reach over with their arm, they could climb on top of somebody else and grab the end of the bucket and pull themselves out because they're really strong. They climb all over rocks and things like that. But the thing is, crabs have a very difficult time getting out the bucket. That's why people put them in buckets, because they know crabs can't get out of a bucket. And that's because of problems within the crab society, to be perfectly honest with you. And those problems within the crab society are very similar to the problems we see in the human society. And the problem is this: if any crab starts to really succeed and get close to getting out of the bucket, maybe he gets his claw over the edge, usually all the other crabs then grab that crab and pull him back down because they're all trying to get over him too. And they start to pull him back down into the bucket with them. And you'll see that people do that as well. You'll see that when one person starts to succeed, even those people's most trusted friend, their closest circle, will start to resent them and try to pull them back down in the bucket. Like, oh, it doesn't seem like you enjoy life anymore. Or, oh yeah, really? Well, money's not everything. And yeah, well, I mean, I guess I'm going to be more focused on my family. And you'll see this a lot just because of the majority of realtors are women. There is a slight majority that are females. And oftentimes they'll have friends that don't have jobs. So a successful female then really makes those females that are stay-at-home moms feel very insecure. So what do we do if we feel very insecure? We start to criticize the person who's succeeding, right? Because I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm not out there earning income. So I need to criticize the successful realtor that is earning income as a bad mom. And that, so you'll hear that kind of stuff. And we have to deal with that all the time with our clients as well too. And that's a crab pulling you back in the bucket. The key is to get the heck out of the bucket. So we got to get out of that bucket. So we don't listen to that. We don't turn around. We yank our leg free and we climb out of that bucket and go to that next level in our business. And that's why it's so important to hang around people at your level. And that's really where I want to go with this. I want you to understand, as a crab, get out of the bucket and make sure you surround yourself with like-minded people. Because here's this, and please write this down if you can. You are the aggregate of those that you spend the most time with. So choose your people carefully. And those people will change over time. You are the aggregate of those you spend the most time with. So choose your people carefully. In other words, you may have really good friends from early in your childhood, but if they're not going where you're going, they can't help it. It's not their fault. They're going to be a crab, usually. Okay. So understand that if you want to move to the next level, make sure you are hanging out with people that are at the next level. They understand where you're from. They can give you advice. They can listen to your problems because they are their problems too. So it's very important that you surround yourself with like-minded people, with like-minded situations and like-minded issues, so that you are sure that you get the most support in getting out of that bucket and going to that next level in your business. Okay, so important leadership tip for you. You are the aggregate of those you spend the most time with. So choose your people wisely. I hope this helps you. If it does, please like the button below so that you like this video and subscribe to us on YouTube at Eisenhower Coaching. So please click subscribe and like for us. You can also connect with us, Eisenhower Coaching, on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you really want a lot of free tools and content, go to therealestatetrainer.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter there, and we'll give you lots of real estate videos, tools, training tips, content, etc., for free in our newsletter via email. All right. Like, subscribe. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.